Flying insects are usually annoying. Mosquitoes can bite, leaving itchy red welts. Bees and wasps can sting. Flies are quick to invade your meal at a picnic, but there's something really magical about dragonflies. Perhaps it's the way they move through the air, but I find them mesmerizing to watch. Dragonflies are expert flyers and can fly straight up, straight down, and hover like a helicopter. They even mate mid-air. And if a dragonfly can't fly, it will starve because it only eats prey it catches while flying. That race to catch prey is a dizzying display. In fact, the flight of the dragonfly is so specialized that it has inspired engineers working on drones and other flying robots. Dragonflies were some of the first winged insects to evolve around 300 million years ago. Our modern dragonflies have wingspans of only 2 to 5 inches, but scientists have uncovered fossils of monster-sized dragonflies with wingspans of up to 2 feet. Now, there are more than 5,000 known species of dragonflies on the planet, all of which belong to the insect order Odonata. Odonata means toothed one in Greek, and refers to the dragonfly's serrated teeth which help it make meals from other insects. Nearly all of the dragonfly's head is taken up by 2 large globe-shaped eyes, and its fantastic vision makes it a great predator. Their vision encompasses almost every angle except right behind them, and they catch their prey by grabbing it with their feet. They're such efficient hunters that, in one Harvard study, the dragonflies caught 95% of the prey released in their enclosure. Other studies have revealed that a single dragonfly can eat hundreds of mosquitoes per day, which explains why they make such a good mosquito control. Most members of the order Odonata, which also includes damselflies, rely on water throughout their life cycle. The juveniles, called nymphs, live underwater for months or even years before emerging as adults. In the larval stage, dragonflies are aquatic and eat just about anything: tadpoles, mosquitoes, fish, other insect larvae, and even each other. At the end of the larval stage, the dragonfly crawls out of the water. Then its exoskeleton cracks open and releases the insect's abdomen, which has been packed in like a telescope. Its 4 wings come out and then dry and harden over the next several hours to days. Adult dragonflies tend to hunt over water and lay their eggs in water or on adjacent vegetation. Some adult dragonflies even migrate to find better food, mates, or ponds. Scientists have tracked migratory dragonflies by attaching tiny transmitters to wings with a combination of eyelash adhesive and superglue. In New Jersey, they found that green darners, a species of dragonfly, traveled an average of 7.5 miles per day. But one dragonfly traveled an incredible 100 miles in a single day. A different species of dragonfly, called the globe skimmer, has the longest migration of any insect. It flies 22,000 miles round trip across the Indian Ocean. Sometimes these trips include hundreds of dragonflies together in a swarm, surely a magnificent sight. In North America, experts say that about 15% of our 307 dragonfly species are in danger of extinction. That's because their home-based ponds are being developed. You can help by having a constant water source in your backyard. Under the right conditions, even a small pond will attract some of these aerial acrobats to your home. At greatest risk for extinction are the stream-dwelling dragonflies. Those are species that won't be attracted to your backyard pond. So you can help protect their habitats by supporting laws and practices that reduce water pollution and protect riparian areas. Plus, you'll be helping a lot of other creatures in the process. To learn more about dragonflies and other insects, take a day trip to the Insect Zoo at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. You can also visit your local nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.